Two Texas A&M Commerce students affiliated with an oral history project, the East Texas War and Memory Project, shared information about their project at Indian Summer Days in Heritage Park on Saturday. I talked first with Jackson Daly of Sulphur Springs and then with Austin Maxey of Como.
We are part of the East Texas War Memory Project out of Texas A&M University Commerce. We're here to help publicize our oral history project. We protect and preserve veteran stories and their family stories as well. That's why it's War and Memory. And what we do is seek out veterans in the Northeast Texas area, or they seek us out, as it occasionally happens. And we interview them and make sure their story is preserved through oral history and through the archives at Commerce. We've been to various academic conferences with our research also, with the interviews. We have a couple of students writing their honors thesis over veterans that they interviewed or interviews that we've done. And it's really a growing project, and we came out here to publicize that.
Oh, okay. You get any takers today?
Anybody? Yeah, we've had a couple. We've had a couple come out, and it's a lot of fun. Always been being out here, small town sort of atmosphere, and you get veterans, especially outlying areas like this, and you'd be surprised how many people have served around you in the community.
I'm also a member of the East Texas War Memory Project.
And how have you found it?
I love the project. I joined the project as a sophomore in college after taking a class with Dr. Groover at Texas A&M Commerce, and we used oral histories in our class to teach us about war and memory, and it was a class about like World War II and Korea and Vietnam and how the United States, you know, has a collective memory of that war. And part of the class was we did a project where we took an actual oral history that had already been recorded and we analyzed it and we wrote a paper about it. And after I started working with oral histories, I was hooked. And so that's how I came to be part of the project.
When you think about it, the World War I guys, I mean, they're gone. Whatever their memory stories, unless we have them, and now the World War II guys are they're just about gone too.
Right, and that's why, you know, we're trying to collect as many stories as we can now. Especially the World War II veterans, because generally if there's a World War II veteran that we need to interview, we'll, you know, cross mountains to get to see them as soon as possible because of the fact that they're just getting old. But that, in the same line of reasoning, we'd rather talk to the Korea and the veterans, Vietnam veterans, now while they're still young and there's still a lot of them and they're healthy before, you know, it's too late and there's none left. And so for me, generally, I go and I interview Vietnam veterans. We've kind of specialized in the project, but, you know, I enjoy interviewing every veteran. And so it's a great experience.
KSST News.